Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspirational Living Podcast. I'm Ryan Cassidy.
And I'm Marianne Johansson. Inspirational Living Podcast is a weekly show that inspires and motivates you to live an emotionally and spiritually balanced life.
Tonight, our topic is all about knowing when and knowing how to speak up and share your ideas, even if you feel it's scary or uncomfortable. So go ahead and grab yourself a cup of tea or something good as we delve into tonight's episode of ILP, Sharing Your Ideas with Others.
Well, hello, and a very big welcome to our listeners out there for our show today. And why not, let's dive right into it. Our topic today is sharing your thoughts and ideas with others. And we'll start off with situations where you might need to share or would want to share your thoughts and ideas. And later on in the show, we'll get into how and why that might be difficult for some and what we can do to help ourselves through some of these challenges. But we're often in a place during a day or a week where we have an opportunity to make a positive impact on others through what we say or write, or maybe even through presenting something visual like a painting or some photos and so on, depending on what we want to communicate. But I think the whole idea of sharing our thoughts and insights and ideas is because we believe or hope that we can bring something valuable to a situation or to other people's lives. And if we can do this, we're often rewarded with a nice side effect of feeling joy for having inspired someone or lifted a situation, and maybe even giving us a sense of purpose. It feels good to have shared something and see a positive reaction, right?
Yeah, you know, it does feel good to do that. But then again, I think, Marianne, there is also the belief that it's better to hold on to your bigger plans, right, and your ideas before you let them out into the world.
Yeah, true, Ryan. We've talked about this before, and I think we'll try and get back to that later on in the show, because it's a really good topic also. But first of all, let's try and mention some situations where we get the opportunity to share our opinions and ideas and insight. So, for example, those situations could be you're in a meeting at work, sitting with colleagues and your boss. You could be at a board meeting at your local community council, or maybe you're a student in a big class or part of a study group where your input is required. And it can also be us attending a parent meeting at our children's school, and then we're divided into subgroups to discuss certain topics, and our input is valued and appreciated. We could also find ourselves in a family setting where, for example, we haven't seen each other in a long time, so there's lots of news and input to be shared there. And other situations where your thoughts and ideas might be appreciated is when, of course, you're hanging out with a friend or a group of friends, just shooting the breeze and talking about world events or personal experiences. So there's lots of different events during a day or a week that gives us that opportunity to share our thoughts and ideas. And of course, I have to also mention the social media platforms, Ryan, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and podcasts. And you know, they're all made for sharing. And the world has really become smaller by having all these platforms for sharing inspiration and knowledge and ideas with others.
You're right. And I think, you know, that teenagers and children, this has become their way of sharing mostly. I mean, especially for teenagers these days, you don't see a teenager without their, you know, Snapchat or TikTok or whatever. I wanted to touch on some of the reasons why you might be afraid to share your ideas with others, or why you might feel the need to hold back. So here's an example. If there's a work meeting or a gathering where ideas are kind of being tossed around and everybody is kind of in a social gathering, some people might find it harder than others to speak up and to share what they feel, or if they have an exciting idea, they may find it hard to express their opinions on an idea or a situation at work, especially if it's a large gathering or a larger group of people. And I think this can be especially challenging for some when you're the only one who's opposed to an idea, right? Imagine, I know that feeling where you're sitting in a meeting and you're the only one who's like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound good. And I've had it happen to me, and I wouldn't say anything about it, but then later on after the meeting, people would come up to me and they'd be like, I didn't like this, or I didn't like that, or maybe we should have said something. And sometimes I am the only one who would speak up, or if you're the only one who speaks up, people might come to you later and say, you know, actually, I felt the same way, but I was just feeling a bit shy to say anything. So I think I find that it can be kind of a twofold situation where, of all the people in the room, there might be a good handful of employees who also prefer another solution or might be in agreement with you, but because you feel that your idea will be perhaps ridiculed or poo-pooed, you know, you don't say anything. And, of course, there could be also a little social anxiety in there as well, making it more challenging to speak up in larger groups or gatherings. But there's another example as well, Marianne, that I wanted to mention, and that's, why we might hesitate in sharing our ideas. It's when you're with friends or in a friendship circle, and, the dynamics of that friendship circle might make you feel in a way that you must either, not share your ideas because you're kind of hogging the spotlight, or, you're being a know-it-all, or on the contrary, you feel concerned that your idea won't be accepted or appreciated in the group. So those are just a few examples of why we might not share.
Mm. Yeah, and Ryan, you mentioned the work situation, and I was just thinking I always try to say, what's the ideal situation, and then what's the reality? And sometimes if I looked at this situation in the work meeting situation, that maybe the ideal be that the boss was receptive and everybody was welcoming, and there was kind of the atmosphere that nothing that was thrown on the table would be considered too far out or too crazy. And, I mean, if we kind of knew this, then that nothing we could say in a group setting would make someone think less of us, many of us would probably feel way more comfortable sharing our thoughts and ideas. And it's not that everyone has to agree on everything, but at least if the pressure of being ridiculed or rejected wasn't there, creativity would probably flourish in a different way. But it's just a thought, and it's just, it's not like that, but I'm just always trying to put it, what's the ideal, and then what can we learn from that? How can we work towards that, maybe?
Okay, so finally, I've got one more example, but I know there are a lot of others, but just for sake of time, I'm just going to share another reason why you might not want to share your ideas or opinions or exciting news, and that's because maybe it isn't something that you're wanting to share with others just yet. Maybe you have an idea or a plan, and you're still nurturing it, right? You're still tending to it, or you're still polishing it, and you don't want to let anyone know about it just yet. And this could be for several reasons. Like, it could be because of perhaps feeling insecure about your idea, or feeling that you want to have it all planned out and ready to go before you launch it. And maybe you don't want to get distracted by other people and their opinions of it just yet, right? So you don't want to have that kind of that mind chatter going through your head from other people's voices just yet. Or, you just don't want to give your idea away for fear of it being maybe taken by someone else before you get the chance to do it. So those are just a few examples of why we might not want to share our ideas just yet. And so you can see that someone might have a lot of, Marianne, it's like a lot of internal dialogue happening there. And on the outside, as an observer, it may appear that this person's like, she's just not interested, or he's just being really arrogant, right? But in reality, there could be a lot of processing happening. There could be a lot of anxiety, and there could just be some tending to or organizing of thoughts still happening in that person's mind.
Mm. Yeah, Ryan, that's really good insight. And, you know, because there could be lots of good reasons and things going on beneath the surface that others just don't have a chance of knowing anything about. And, you know, I think it's often that element of uncertainty, of not knowing the reaction of others, that may hold many back, and myself included also sometimes. But we can never know how everybody reacts until we express something, right? I mean, sometimes we just have to put ourselves out there, come what may. And we can learn from people who also don't agree with us. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we can't please everyone, but and there will never be that ideal situation where everyone agrees with us, but that really shouldn't stop us from taking those, you know, those little baby steps, no matter how small they are, just, you know, giving ourselves that chance to voice our opinions as well.
Yeah, true. I just thought I'd like to share, pun intended, a little story with you and our listeners, Ryan, about an experience about sharing your ideas and thoughts I had when I was in the fourth grade here in Denmark. So we were having our daily Danish lesson with my favorite teacher, and she had just read us a story. She was very good at reading stories out loud, and I always felt very comfortable in her classes because she had a very calming demeanor. So after she had finished the story, she asked the whole class if we could think of what could make a cozy family evening at home. What kind of things could we suggest? So some in the class mentioned cook a good meal, and some mentioned put on a nice tablecloth and set the table nicely, and some mentioned putting on comfy clothes and get out the blankets. You know, it was in the middle of winter time. And I was sitting there, and I had for several minutes thought of saying lighting some candles. But I also had thoughts going on in me that kept me from saying it out loud. And some of those thoughts were, wow, what if it sounds too grown up and too romantic and to suggest lighting candles? And I was afraid to get teased afterwards and laughed at. Not that that happened very often, but still, you know, it was in the back of my mind. So I didn't say it. And as the teacher was fishing for one more thing for us to mention, she finally gave in and said the last thing that she had thought of and that nobody had mentioned was lighting some candles. And you can imagine, I could have kicked myself for not having said it. And I thought, why didn't I say it? You know, I felt like I had missed out on a great opportunity to add to the ideas and to put my two cents in there, you know. And now nobody knew that I had the idea for so many minutes already. So I think this just shows something that actually turned out to be a theme that followed me for many years, Ryan, that learning to listen to my intuition and acting on it there and then instead of succumbing to my own fears. But, you know, I think we learn as long as we live. So that's something.
Marianne, that's so sweet, and bless you. I can just see you sitting there, like in the class, wanting to say that, and then her face and be like, oh, light candles. And oh, I know that feeling very well. And I've seen it in my students' faces too. But that's why, you know, there's this tip that I actually read about. And it said that when you're in a situation where you feel just kind of embarrassed or shy to say something, and it said that, like, that you miss the opportunity to, like, really voice your opinion at that moment. The thing to do is, you know, go up to your teacher afterwards, maybe one-on-one, or go up to your boss afterwards or the friend individually, and just be honest with them and just say, you know, I was a little too shy to say, or I didn't know how it would come across with the group, but I just wanted to mention, right? And that way, the person who's having the conversation with you, the teacher, the boss, the friend, or whatever, they realize that you are an active member of that group, right? You're taking part of what's happening. It's not that you weren't paying attention, right? Or it's not that you didn't have good ideas. And maybe by just being honest and speaking up a little bit, that'll give you the courage to do it the next time, right?
Mm. Right, Ryan. That's an excellent tip. And, you know, because it might give you that. I almost felt like you're going to get the comfort feeling for just having shared that with your teacher or your boss. So that was a really good idea. to help your meal feel more comfortable next time. So that's a good idea. I also thought of I actually came up with a little proverb for myself that I jotted down in my notepad on my phone, and I wrote, it just came to me one day, like, share, not to impress, but to express. And, you know, that little sentence just resonated with me. because, you know, I thought it helps me to remember to express what is in my heart, you know. So in that way, we can find our own ways of, you know, giving ourselves a little boost, reminder to help us get through our challenges.
That's great. I love that you came up with that. I'm going to use that now. Share, not to impress, but to express. That's perfect. I think we need bumper stickers with that saying, Marianne. You better coin that one quickly before someone does it. Uh-oh, don't be afraid to share. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Okay, so let's talk about how to start opening up. Right. And I was thinking about situations where you would be fearful of maybe taking the spotlight away from others and not wanting to share your ideas. Or maybe you don't want to sound like you're hogging the conversation. So in this case, I think it's important to recognize that your opinions matter just as much as everybody else's. Right. Even if you feel like you're going to hog the limelight, like, that doesn't matter. You have the right to voice your opinions, too. And that, you know, you could be sharing something really vital or really important or something that others would have maybe wanted to share but didn't have the courage to say. So you could also be sharing something that, in effect, sparks another idea, right, or sparks a conversation or another situation. So please, I mean, everyone, although you have the conscious mind to say, I don't want to sound like a know-it-all or like I just like the sound of my own voice, right, not saying something is not always the best way either. So I'm just saying that out there for all those people out there who feel like they're dimming their lights because they feel they don't want to take over, right? Like, it is important to share. Don't feel that way. You have to be able to voice your opinion and express yourself. And we all learn from each other. And having a healthy balance of sharing, you know, of our ideas and listening, all of that is important as well. So... now, what if, Marianne, what if you're afraid that your ideas are not good enough or that you will look silly sharing your ideas? So I found a really, really clever way that helps you just kind of be a part of the conversation without putting too much pressure on yourself. That way you don't feel like you have to share so much, and that what you do is, instead of sharing, like, a comment, you ask a question, okay? So when you ask a question, it shows that you're taking part of the decision, right? You're of the discussion or of what's happening. And it's sometimes easier, I think, to ask someone a question than to make, like, a really bold statement or a suggestion. And I like this. You know, I think I'm actually going to do this a lot in my meetings, because I often, like, I'm kind of one of those people who will sit there and just listen. And I want to be a part of the conversation. I want to say something, but sometimes, you know, like, especially like in a work meeting, I'm like, oh, I don't want to, you know, just sometimes I don't want to speak up. But I think if I'm asking questions, then that's a way of me partaking in the conversation without really having to make that bold statement, right? So if anybody out there is in a meeting with me from now on and hears me asking a ton of questions, you're going to know why.
Right. Yeah, I think many may find it uncomfortable with the spotlight on them in some situations. So that's a really great tip, and what a smart way of getting into a conversation or discussion. Cool.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of fun. All right. Okay, finally, here I have another suggestion. If you are having trouble sharing your ideas and getting them out into the world, my favorite thing to do is to just tune in to how you're feeling about the situation and to journal. I know I always, like, we're always saying to everyone, like, get a journal, write in your journal, write in your diary. But, like, really it is. It's really a great way of putting your ideas out there. So if you're feeling hesitant or reserved about something, you can just put that in there and nobody else is going to see it, right? It's just for you. And, you know, I think sometimes we hold on to all these limiting beliefs that we don't consciously recognize. So getting it onto the paper or, you know, onto a canvas or a piece of paper or a journal or drawing it, I think it's a really nice way of allowing room for our subconscious to communicate with us. And in that way, it's making it clearer for us to see perhaps the reasons why we're having difficulties in opening up. So.
Definitely. And you actually work with this, Ryan, in your intentional creativity workshops where you really get to your subconscious, right, through art. That's what you're
exactly
doing in your workshop.
Yep.
So it's you definitely know that it's a great way. And I've seen your paintings, and you know, it is just amazing what comes up and how beautiful it is. And it's nothing really to be scared of, I think, to dive into, to finding.
Yeah, no, and
right?
I've seen people come up with just amazing solutions to their problems. And it's like they're coming up with the solutions themselves, because it's not me saying, oh, yes, your problem is X, Y, Z. It's that process of putting it down, allowing the subconscious to communicate with them. So it's really amazing.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, like tuning in and, you know, journaling and painting, those are really great ways to get in touch. And I just thought of a few more ways of opening up for the flow in us as well, if that's all right, Ryan. I thought of something we can do for ourselves as well. So one thing is you could wear crystals. I mean, we both love crystals and have them in our house and on us all the time. And there's so many beautiful crystals out there to help, actually also some to stimulate your throat chakra, to help open it up. And as this is the chakra through which we express ourselves and communicate, so it's a good way to go out and find some that help the throat chakra. And the second way I thought of was you could do a visualization maybe while thinking about expressing yourself from the heart. You could imagine opening a flow like a faucet, and imagine that this faucet hasn't been opened in a while. So certain pipes have been clogged or blocked up, but you turn open the faucet and the water starts flowing. And at first it starts sputtering in all directions, hitting the side of the sink and the top of the kitchen counter. But you instinctively know that if you keep the faucet open and maybe clean off some of the debris on the spout or in the pipe, the flow will become steady and it will turn into a nice focused even spray. And you can even direct it anywhere you want. It won't be sporadically spraying everywhere anymore. And I just think this symbolizes the same with your heart and your communication flow. Once you open up and you start the flow, eventually it will become a beautiful, nice, steady flow. And you will not even think about where it goes or how it is received. You'll just keep it open because it feels natural and, you know, that it's a clean flow from your heart.
Yeah, no, that's really great. I love that. I can actually visualize that as you were saying it. You know, just that flow of communication coming out. And you're right. It is a muscle. You have to practice, right? You're developing it.
Yeah.
You're practicing it. You're using it. And the more you do, the easier it becomes. But Marianne, you know, we've discussed why we need to hold back and how to start opening up. But what if we really just don't want to share our projects, right? Like some people just don't want to, and they're just not ready. What if we're still in that really delicate stage of incubating our ideas and we don't want, you know, the distraction of everybody's opinions before we get the chance to see what it is that we want? And this could be because we're planning a big or exciting new career move, or there's something personal that we've got a huge decision that we're about to make and we feel really strongly about something, but we're hesitant in sharing because other people might try to sway our ideas. What do you think about this? And is this something that you do personally, Marianne?
Well, I read about this technique only some years back, actually, this keeping things to yourself while you're incubating or nurturing the seed of a great idea or a big decision in your life, and not sharing it with anyone until you have most of your plan intact and are kind of ready to launch. And it really never occurred to me before that this is actually a way of ensuring that what comes out is your idea and your move. And I tend to now agree with it, and I can see how a project or a decision becomes your own special little baby, and means can mean a lot more to you, and like it will feel like it's your life's work, when knowing that you've put your soul and your attention into it. And I think that's how I feel now. I don't know about you, Ryan, but I also feel, although I'm guilty of it, that it can be distracting reading about what others have accomplished, but because you have to make your own goals and do what you should be doing and not what others are doing, because that's what they're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's that whole, like, that's that Facebook envy, right, where everybody looks like they're doing amazing things, and you're like, oh, my gosh, what about me? I'm not doing anything worthwhile. And everybody's
yeah,
got these
exactly.
perfect posts. But no, I mean, Marianne, I think I tend to be the opposite. Like, I really try to hold back and I try not to share, but I just get really energized by bouncing my ideas around and hearing them out loud. And I feel like I really need to say things aloud in order to process it. And I actually find that it helps me in organizing and coming up with more ideas or solutions when, you know, when I don't want to share with someone, I'll just kind of like record things to on my own, like in my journal, or here I go again with my journaling, but like I do, like I'll record it in my journal, and I just kind of like talk it out loud to myself sometimes while I'm doing other things in the house, like vacuuming or doing the dishes. But I just feel like for me, I need to get it out, right? And I think this is why I like journaling and painting and dancing. I feel like it's a way of expressing myself, and I just need that form of expression. Like, that's how I know that's how my mind works, and that's how I get inspired more. So That's how I do it.
That sounds awesome. And yeah, great. And you know, I think it's so great. We all have different ways of doing things, and this way we can also inspire each other, you know, like do a bit of this, do a bit of that. And I think that's what we do when we share with others. We inspire others, and it's great, you know. Then you can do your own mix and match of how things suit, you know, trial and error, how this suits for you, how to get, you know, how the way you do things. And I think that's just great, you know.
Yeah, I think so. Did you have, I think you had something that you read once, Marianne, that you wanted to share with us. Is there something there that you wanted to share with everyone?
I did, sure. Yes, I just thought here at the end of the show, we're almost out of time, but I think I have time to share. It's a quote I read on a website that I go to almost every day to look up number sequences that I notice. The site is called Sacred Scribes Angel Numbers, and it's by Joanne Walmsley in Australia. And it's been my go-to site for the past, I don't know, 9 or 10 years or so, because I noticed numbers a lot. And her explanations are just spot on. It's amazing. It's helped me a lot throughout the years. But I came across this one particular paragraph one day, and I think it fits in with what we're talking about today. So she said, do things that make you feel creative, joyful, and loving. As by doing so, you open yourself up to receiving more positive experiences and opportunities. And I think the way that it fits in with today is that by sharing our thoughts and ideas, it can make us feel creative and joyful and loving. And in that way, we also do get to receive lots of positive experiences and responses and opportunities. So that was the one I thought would make it today.
I love that. That is perfect. That fits in really well with today's topic, I think, because, I've already said it, I think expressing yourself does help you become more creative and more joyful and happier. And, I mean, just think how kids do this naturally. Kids are natural expressors, right? They just, like, they dance, they sing. They don't feel that need to, you know, to control their emotions in that way. And I think we do. We learn that way. It energizes the world. It makes everybody happier. Like, can you imagine the whole world just, like, expressing themselves in a nice way, right? Everybody's happy. Everybody's, oh, well,
like
maybe
children.
That's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just feel like it's just, and I know it's not easy for everyone, but like we said, it's a muscle. We have to practice. So All right, everyone, I think with that, we are going to have to say goodbye. But if you have any questions or comments about our show, go ahead and email us at inspirationallivingpodcast@gmail.com. And we're going to leave you tonight with our Rumi quote, "The inspiration you seek is already within you." All right, good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.